As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, or Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Ugh.
What's wrong?
My internet slowed down. I hit my data cap.
You should switch to Digital Path.
Why?
Digital Path has unlimited data. Its internet is faster than DSL, available more places than cable, and has no data limit.
You mean I can do all the things I love on the internet with no worries?
Yep, and plans start for less than $50.
Wow.
So if you want worry-free internet for streaming, gaming, sharing, surfing, chatting, working, or play, call Digital Path today. 1-800-676-PATH. Digital Path. High-speed internet for everyone.
When you retire, will you stop working or stop calling it work? Continuing in your career or starting another may offer new opportunities like becoming your own boss or getting more involved in your community. Gratifying work, gratifying retirement, whatever you call it, Thrivent Financial for Lutherans can help you call it your own. In Chico, your Thrivent Financial representative is Daniel Cluis. Call 530-321-4059. Registered representatives for securities offered through Thrivent Investment Management Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome, Chico. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now and Helping People. And today is Monday, the 20-something. And I am here with you live in the radio studio with my friend Terry Basil. And I just want to remind you guys that I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number 69783, and I work under the clinical supervision of licensed marriage and family therapist Joe Taylor over at Chico Creek Counseling. But while this show is a live call-in show and I am a therapist, this is not a substitute for therapy. If you have something that's pressing, that's really heavy, weighing on your heart, and you need some long-term heavy-duty therapy, calling the radio show does not substitute for that. Going to somebody who's qualified and sitting down and working with them would be the appropriate use. But this, if you have something happening in your life, something's going on with your relationship or your family, and you just need someone to talk to about it for a second and to get a little advice, call and talk to me and Terry. Terry Basil is a licensed marriage and family therapist, and she's my guest today. The phone number to call in is 894-7325. And while she and I are going to have a conversation while we wait for you to call, the whole purpose of this show is for you to call, talk to us, and get your needs met. So call me at 894-7325. We'll put aside our conversation and listen to you. You are our priority. So Terry, we were talking a little bit earlier today about the teenagers or the youth who go to the university here. And, before we get started, I just wanted to get right into the conversation with Terry because we were having such a good conversation a little bit ago. I forgot to introduce her to you guys. All the way. I gave a little bit of a shout out. But Terry, go ahead and say hello to everybody and let them know a little bit about who you are as a therapist.
I'm a marriage and family therapist here in Chico, and I work with adults and teens, couples, just about everybody. I love to work with issues around attention deficit disorder in probably young adults and adults. I also work with it as an issue in couples work. And my big interest is in helping people through transitions, because I think it's a nicer word, maybe, for the fact that life, things are always changing.
Oh, things are always changing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make it positive change instead of putting our feet in the ground and going, I'm not changing. So, kicking and screaming, and we all do that at times, but that's kind of what I do.
Yeah, so teaching people how to orchestrate their transition or the change that's happening in their lives in a way that's more fluid rather than either feeling stuck or feeling like they're a leaf on the wind.
Right. And I also think that therapy is not about admitting all your mistakes. It's about recognizing the good things that you do and your strengths,
mm-hmm.
and take those things to address whatever issues are coming up.
Mm. Yeah. Strength-based.
Right.
I love that. So Terry was mentioning how we have this university here, right, in Chico, and I'm a mother of a teenager who in a few short years is going to be a college student, and the idea of either sending him off elsewhere, because when kids grow up here, they'll either go to the university here or they'll say, no way, I've lived here my whole life, I want to try something new, and they go off to a university somewhere else, which is what a lot of the kids who are at this university have done.
Right, exactly.
And they've come over to our town,
right.
and blessed us with their presence and their, the novice, when you're in your noviceness, everything is so, the potential is so beautiful and you just want to do everything and see everything and be everything that you can be. So, but that can come, that with that can come an inexperience in how to direct yourself.
Right.
Or how to cope with feelings of anxiety or depression, separation from your family and friends, loneliness, peer pressure. All of those things come along with that. Mm-hmm. So tell us some of your thoughts, Terry.
Well, I was just saying to Jessica recently, there was a death of a college student here at Chico State on the train tracks. And I saw an article in the paper concerned about train safety, and that's very nice, and keeping the tracks safe. But what we do have, as all college towns do, is have a number of suicides every year of young people.
All right, so on that note, we have a commercial break. But stay tuned, because we are live, and call us at 894-7325. Do you have something to talk about the college students or the death on the train tracks? We want to hear you. What are your thoughts? What are your questions? 894-7325. This is Jessica Wilkerson, marriage and family therapist intern.
Get ready for a classic tale with a veggie twist.
What a beast.
Veggie Beat. It's a family name.
Veggie Tales Beauty and the Beat, an all-new adventure on DVD, starring Kelly Pickler as Mirabelle.
I gotta show you love.
She'll show that everyone deserves a little love.
God loves us all, whether we deserve it or not.
You said it.
With 8 songs, including Deck the Hall.
Sing a veggie Christmas carol.
VeggieTales Beauty and the Beat on DVD October 14th. Available at Walmart.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Chico needs leadership, which will unite our community to solve our problems. Andrew Coolidge is a business and community leader who has the skills to get the job done.
Andrew will take on the hard issues like the downtown transient problem, the financial crisis, our slow permitting process, and the trashing of Bidwell Park.
Andrew has real solutions to restore Chico. He is the only candidate working to find answers to our problems before the election.
Andrew Coolidge is the councilman Chico needs now. Find out more at CoolidgeChico.com.
Paid for by Coolidge City Council 2014.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, marriage and family therapist intern, unlicensed intern number 69783, under the supervision of Joe Taylor at Chico Creek Counseling, and you are listening to Chico Now and Helping People. I am your host, and I am accompanied today with Terry Basil. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist in town, and we're here to take your calls, answer whatever questions that you might have about life, family, parenting, you name it, we can talk to you about it. The number is 894-7325. In the meantime, while we wait for you to call, you're calling 894-7325. We're going to keep talking a little bit about the college students here in town. So when we left off, Terry was talking about the train accident that happened with the college student not that long ago.
And what I was reacting to and what I was reading about concerns about safety on the train tracks was I have concern, and I know the people that work at Chico State and local therapists have concern for our young people that come to this town who you know, like you said, Jessica, they're starting out and their mind, it's going to be fabulous and a breeze, and they're going to have so many friends. It's going to be like TV, you know? And then the reality is maybe your roommates aren't really your kind of people, or you aren't their kind of people, and school's a little harder, and some of the issues that didn't get resolved in adolescence come up, or there's some issues with your parents and money. I mean, it's tough. It's really tough for these kids to be independent in here. I really appreciate Butte College that kids are able to stay home, stay close, and have those couple of years to mature. I think those local kind of colleges are a great benefit to us. Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, we have this huge, I don't know, it's thousands of kids that come here, and I think we as residents have a variety of reactions. There are people that can't wait for them to leave in the summer. who are always complaining about what the parties, and sometimes they have every right to do that because it's in their neighborhood. But mostly what I see is that we're a very lucky place to have the energy of these young people. I've never lived in a town where young people open doors for you when you go into a store. You know, they're incredibly helpful and sweet at times, and I love to watch them downtown walking around, kind of, I think it, for all of us, it kind of reminds us how innocent we were at that age, you know.
Thursday Market is really cute.
Yeah, it is, you know, and we wouldn't have Thursday Market. We wouldn't have so many things here. We would just be a little rural town if the university wasn't here. Uh-huh. The university also manages, you know, brings the hospital, brings families, brings so many resources here. That I think in general I appreciate the students, and I think a lot of people do, but I think we need to go beyond appreciating them into helping them and seeing that we are their extended family, and that when my child went away to school, I don't think the community, and it was a similar one to this, felt warm to him in any way. I think that the kids are kind of segregated into their little parts of town and the things they do, and lots of those kids that come here need our support.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that I've ever thought about it myself, but I think we need to reach out to them in when we meet them at work, when they come to our church. They need to be invited into our homes, invited into our families in any little way we can, just so they know they have someone to fall back on.
Yeah. Well, when we think about it, we're sending our children out, and there's that old adage, it takes a village to raise a child, right? And we are a village. And so when we send our children out, we hope that they're received in a loving and supportive environment. But in the meantime, we need to be that loving and supportive environment, because while these teenagers or young adults, they're 18 to 25, I would guess,
yes,
are, you know, considered adults by the legal system because they're 18 and now they can vote. And the 18-year-olds say, I'm an adult, I'm 18. We know that our hearts and our minds haven't matured, and they're not wise old sages. Like they think that they are.
Right.
And they still need the loving guidance of the people around them, regardless of how they're affiliated with us in general. We're heading to another commercial break, folks. This is Jessica Wilkerson, marriage and family therapist intern, number 69783, and my friend Terry Basil, licensed marriage and family therapist, talking to you a little bit about our community. Call, please call. We need you to call. 894-7325. We're coming to commercial and we'll be right back.
Here at Sycamore Glen, we actually like to think of ourselves as a senior resort.
Every day is just like home. It is home. I love it here.
We encourage people to come down and visit us and to take a tour, to look around, to have lunch on us or dinner on us and experience Sycamore Glen. Not the lifestyle you need, but the lifestyle you've earned.
That's Sycamore Glen. For more information, call 894-0384.
Do you shop online at popular places like Amazon, 1-800-Flowers, Orbitz, Family Christian Stores, Groupon, Lego, Old Navy, and more? You can help us raise funds for the station with one quick stop before you shop. Please go to shopkkxx.com before you shop online, and popular merchants like Amazon.com will donate a portion of your purchase to the station. It's that simple. Just one quick stop at shopkkxx.com, and you can help us continue this great Christian programming.
They say the best things in life are free. Because we, your local radio broadcasters, have always entertained and informed at no cost to the community. When tragedy strikes, radio is there, even when others are not. We bring you talk, news, and music, all aimed to engage, inform, and motivate, with one goal, serving the public. The local broadcasters of radio, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. When someone cuts your heart open with a knife, now you'll be dead. But I could be that guy to heal it over time, and I won't stop until you believe it. Cause baby, you're worth it. So
welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, marriage and family therapist, registered intern number 69783, under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor at Chico Creek Counseling. And I am here with my friend, Terry Basil, who's a licensed marriage and family therapist. And I just want to remind you that this show is a show for advice giving. It is not considered therapy. If you feel like you might need therapy or might need to have an issue that's really deep, you really want to have a heart-to-heart about, calling and talking to one of us on the phone about setting an appointment for one-on-one therapy would be appropriate, or going to Psychology Today and finding somebody online could also be a good choice. But if you have something that's happening with you in your relationship or with you and one of your children and you just need to say, what can I do? How can I nip this in the bud? Then please feel free to call us, and we would encourage you to call us. The number is 894-7325. Once again, 894-7325. And if you're listening at 6 p.m. or 9 p.m., this is pre-recorded. We are only live at the 12:30 hour. So, Terry, let's talk a little bit more about how we need to be not necessarily parenting the youth around us that are at the university, but mentoring.
Right. And I think that doesn't have to be any big deal, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that if, you know, you've got a college-age babysitter, maybe you take some extra time and just talk with them. If you've got a college kid that's working in your office, cleaning the floors, whatever, just checking in with them, because that's what's missing, is there's no eyes and ears of adults, you know. We have wonderful people at the university, in the counseling center, in the health clinic, and certainly professors and all kinds of people that are paying attention, but it's a huge number of young people.
Yeah.
And the ones that we have to worry about are the ones that are silent.
Well, yeah, because while those services exist, it takes a lot of bravery and courage for anybody, no matter what age they are, to say, I'm hurting and I need professional help. It's hard to ask that, much less to be able to do that and to know that your peers are all around you. When you're a teenager or a young adult, it's so hard even to acknowledge I need professional help and then to humble yourself enough to go get help, because the people who are working in the counseling center are their peers. The people who are answering the phones are their peers. Mm-hmm. And it's not quite as anonymous. And we all have ego. And we all have pride, and sometimes that gets in the way. But building relationships. Go ahead.
Right. And I'd like to, you know, give a shout out to the kids, too, that we're here, you know. Mm-hmm. Those professionals are there, but there are many people around that would love to be involved in your life a little bit, you know, and be an ear for you if you were to let us know, because it's the kids that aren't saying anything that I'm most concerned about, you know, and just, you know, one of the things that college students say to me all the time is, well, I'm not telling anybody about this. I'm not telling the other kids about this. They'll think I'm weird.
Mm-hmm.
They'll think there's something's wrong with me. They'll start being different, you know, and I, you know what? That kid standing next to you has got his own set of problems, you know, because we all do. You know, but you're all kind of in your own little world trying to keep it looking good. And we need to let that down just a little bit. I don't encourage you to find, you know, anybody, but, you know, start looking. There's a little more people out there willing to talk.
You know, the way I normalized it the other day, I just had a girl in my office the other day, a young adult, and she said, and her mom is paying for her therapy. And she looked at me and she said, my mom keeps paying for this, but I don't know if I'll come back because I don't think I'm crazy. And so I looked at her and I said, well, you're not crazy. When I think of therapy, I think of it as just like one more class. So it's a class where you get to talk a little bit more or a lot more, but you're also learning new skills. You're learning ways to relate to yourself. You're learning ways to relate to the people in your life because you're learning communication skills. What are the expectations you have for yourself? What are the expectations you have for your boyfriend or girlfriend? And how are you communicating those to them? And what are the boundaries that you have? And are those appropriate boundaries? And so while sometimes we do a lot of talking about things that are going on, there's also a lot of learning. And so I like to normalize it as kind of like almost tutoring.
Good way of putting it.
Well, I think that
hungry tomorrow. Maybe you let me borrow.
Well, it sounds like we have another commercial break. And I honestly can't remember how many times we've had commercial breaks. So I don't remember if this is the end of our show, but I think it might be. So if you want to contact me for therapy, you can always go to my website, jessicawilkerson.com, or contact Theri at
588-2620.
Thank you. Have a wonderful week, guys.
We listen to it. We have it on at work all day.
More people are listening to us at work.
Just changes the whole environment of the office. Keeps my stress down.
You're listening to Life Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
Personal injury to you or a family member can be frightening and stressful. Medical bills, lost income, it's financially overwhelming. The Law Office of Lawrence Puritz is here to help. Larry has provided legal advice and representation for over 20 years. And Larry is uniquely qualified, having worked many years representing the side of insurance companies. He knows how they operate. And now, he represents you. Take a stand with the Law Office of Lawrence Puritz, your fair settlement expert.
Call 343-1614. Again, that's 343-1614. Lawrence Puritz, your personal injury lawyer.
CrossFit is elite training that everyone can experience.
Fitness programs come and go.
Greg Glassman, developer of CrossFit, has changed the world, transforming fitness into a measurable and meaningful sport.
It's like nothing you've ever done before.
All in-mo CrossFit classes and private coaching sessions are exclusively programmed by our 9 well-trained and diversified CrossFit trainers.
Once you experience it, you will be hooked.
You'll want to push yourself further and harder than you ever have before.
Discover an inner strength that you never knew existed.
InMo CrossFit is designed for individual scalability, making it the perfect application for committed individuals.
Regardless of their previous experience or current fitness level.
InMo's CrossFit workouts are designed and built to incorporate constantly varying and focused exercise movements.
Performed at high intensity levels.
The best part?
You create the intensity level for yourself.
InMo's CrossFit programs are extremely fun and safe.
And best of all, it works.
Take your fitness to a whole new level. InMotion Fitness.
Come get some.
Sometimes insurance can be a confusing business. I can't stress enough the importance of having a single professional insurance agent to help make sense of all your personal and business insurance policies. You don't want to get caught without the right coverage. For all your insurance needs, trust Brad Jacobson, your local Farmers Insurance agent. Call 891-7900 for a free consultation and a policy review. 891-7900 for Brad Jacobson, your local Farmers Insurance agent.